So good, did you?
Good morning, Dr. Leah. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Good. That sounds like a great thing.
It was a great thing.
Just wonderful.
It was, Dr. Leah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's true. What's our tip today, Dr. Leah?
Do you know the tip
already? I do.
I don't. No, I don't.
Of course I
See,
do,
I like
Dr.
to be
Leah.
Surprised.
I sent it out at 5:30 this morning
and guess who?
I was getting ready to go work out. So.
And guess who saw it?
Yeah, that's what I figured. Actually, it is about working out. And let's say you had your adrenals tested, mm-hmm. and you were told that they were low, like your cortisol's low, and you got to get it moving. The best time to work out for that type of situation, and kind of in general, is in the morning. Because when you work out, especially when you're working out hard, you raise your cortisol levels. And at night, I mean, for some people, they've worked out at night for a long time, and that's their routine, and they've adapted to it. But when you work out at night, you raise your cortisol levels, and it can be hard to sleep.
Yes, I've heard that. And, you know, that is what happens to me.
I know.
And I am in the morning. And if I try to working out at like 5 or 6, mm-hmm. I can't calm down. Of course, I go to bed early, but I can't seem to calm mm-hmm. down. And I never, you know, and you've heard different things about why you should work out in the morning or at night. But I love what you're saying, because my cortisol levels were off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's really is true. When I exercise in the morning, I do feel pretty chipper after.
Yeah, it does. You know? It's just good for the health of them. I mean, it gets everything going, and you have more anti-inflammatories in your body. Your endorphins go up. You have those feel-good hormones that go up when you work out, too. So it's all beneficial. Work out in the morning, 5:30.
Well, it's the thing is, you get it done.
Right.
That's the best part because for me, the other problem with the night is then by the time I get home, I'm tired. I don't feel like it. In the morning, I can jump up and do it. And there's so many things you can do at your home. People don't have to drive to a gym.
Right.
And you even say that. I mean, it's like there are things, there's that my friend has.
The Wii Fit.
Right. Which is the Wii Fit. I mean, you can do that at your home. You mm-hmm. can, jump rope. There's so many things you can do.
Well,
you can do squats.
I mean, there's a lot of muscle kind of strengthening things you can do. You can do stretches. I mean, it doesn't take that long.
But you also have programs on TV that you can
plug into.
So
that, too. There's many things mm-hmm. that you can do.
There's
no
excuses, Rochelle.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, especially
this is for you, Rochelle.
This is especially Dr. Leah. She has not only that she has a stationary bike, which there's no excuse because her foot hurts. She could do the stationary bike, and it's actually really good exercise. The stationary.
And
she has a TV in front
heel.
Of it. For heaven's sakes, how easy is that? She could watch Good Morning America.
Remember, I had you guys doing push-ups in the studio
a
while ago?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, she has me on another program now, Dr. Leah. 10 minutes, and I'm supposed to lose 10 pounds. We don't know how long it's going to take me to lose the 10 pounds.
Could be a year.
But the way I'm going to be these 10 minutes, 10 minutes a day? Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, Dr. Leah, I was talking about this, and Dr. Oz's new push is 10 pounds. If you could just take 10 pounds off, it can help your blood pressure if you're a diabetic.
Yep.
Instead of trying to get people to drop 30, 40,
just do a
little at a time. And he talked about 10 minutes of things you can do right at home in front of the television or at your office with using a chair. And I did show Rochelle that because I thought, you know, we could be at the office talking about something and do these little, things on the, and they're really easy to do, but yet you're getting your heart rate up there a little bit. So trying to make it easy.
We love you, Rochelle.
I know you do, and I love you both for loving me. So
we just
there
care,
you are.
Don't we, Dr. Leah? We just care.
I know. I'm going to start lifting the legs. I see it in my head. And the challenge for me is I can't exercise at 5:30. Sorry, I could exercise at 8. Oh, no, I guess I'm on the radio.
But I want to really throw on the bus. You have Monday, you have Saturday, and you have Sunday that you don't have to be here. That's three days a week. So don't give me that baloney. There's no excuse.
Actually, it's 4. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
And then what are you doing right after the show?
To be here Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
Oh, you can do something then, see?
Yeah, after the show. Yes, look at that. Pam won't let me. Pam makes me go back to the office.
I make her go to work, Dr. Leah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's a good tip, Dr. Leah, and you're absolutely right. We got to get up and we got to move it because these cortisols, That's very important.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. So thank you, Dr. Leah. We want our listeners to know you can contact Dr. Leah at naturalmedicineforhealth.com. She's right here in Bellevue. And Dr. Leah, what's your phone number?
My phone number is 425-452-9366.
And I want everybody to look outside. It's gloomy and it's foggy. They better start taking vitamin D.
No, I have to tell you, you know what I did this last night is I felt a little scratchy, you know. I popped a vitamin D last night, an additional 5,000, and I feel fabulous this morning.
Good.
I'm telling you.
I know.
You know, just double up for a couple of days like Dr. Leah
says.
That's all
it takes.
Well, I tell a lot of people do a week out of the month, do 10,000 a day.
I like that.
Because I have most patients on 5,000 a day.
That's
so
what I'm
they
on.
They do 10,000 a day for a week out of each month in the fall and winter for sure.
Dr. Leah, that's a great
tip.
I didn't know that.
Me neither. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I'm on it.
See, we can do it like the first week of every month.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, fabulous.
Thank you,
Dr.
Leah.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.